This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lin. Super Funk, fans in the stands, and there's going to be something tasty to try. We are so fortunate to have our Things to Do curator Tanya Pendleton with us this morning to let us know what we have to look forward to in the coming days. Tanya, good morning.
Good morning, Jennifer. I trust you are well and rested.
I am well, not always rested, and we're about to lose an hour with the time change this weekend.
Well, maybe you can make up for the deficit next week because it's Sleep Awareness Week. Maybe get some extra rest by going to bed a little earlier, but not before you check out this week's musical offering.
Oh, yes. Roll out the music. Is this in person or virtual?
Coronavirus restrictions are being eased, but not yet for full capacity concerts. So this is a live stream from Ardmore Music Hall of Star Kitchen with Robert Randolph. This is Star Kitchen's first full-length show since the pandemic started.
Yeah, and Robert Randolph is way into pedal steel guitar.
That's him, along with our homegrown funk supergroup, Star Kitchen. They'll be on stage this Saturday night at 8 p.m. It's free to watch on Ardmore Music Hall's YouTube or Facebook page. And you can buy special tickets to admit you to the live Zoom party. And that comes with other goodies like merch.
Like the t-shirts and the hats and all the bling. Well, Tanya, we've been talking about the one-year anniversary of the coronavirus pandemic a lot this month, and going forward, we'll continue to do so on the radio station. Do you have any updates on that front as it relates to events?
Jennifer, it is so hard to believe it, but the World Health Organization officially declared a pandemic a year ago today. We have some good news, though, on the events front. Eastern State Penitentiary is now reopened to visitors, and the John J. Audubon Center has opened. You know, that's the guy that founded the Audubon Society.
That's something that bird lovers and others can really appreciate.
Did you say birds? Oh, right. It's not football season yet. I'm sorry, I got excited for a second. But the Flyers and Sixers fans can finally cheer on their teams in person. Both teams are now allowing a limited number of fans to attend games, and I expect that will be the same for the Phillies when they get started soon.
Sports is a big part of our local landscape, so it's good to have the fans back in the stands.
Yes, it is. I, for one, can't wait to get out there and cheer our teams on. Jennifer, I have an unusual theater event to share this week. Igobo Theater is presenting Rockabye, the Samuel Beckett play that's going to be viewed through the windows of a house. It starts this week and goes through March 21st in three locations around the city. Rockabye is a meditation on loneliness and mortality. It's a 10-minute performance, and the audience of one sits outside and listens to the actor through headphones. Damian Wallace, one of the city's most prolific thespians, is directing at two of the three locations where the play is being performed. He's an artist in residence this season at Igobo.
He's all over the place. That's magnificent. You know, he's been in so many productions around this city.
He's all over. You know, I can't let us end without talking about food.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about food.
Haddonfield, New Jersey is hosting their second annual Restaurant Week through Sunday. They're offering takeout and eat-in, so whatever fits your comfort level, you've got some options there.
Thank you, Tanya. Another wealth of options from you this week, and we'll touch base next week.
And don't forget, push those clocks forward, and you can check out everything that we talked about this week at whyy.org/things to do.